Now we're talking about nicotine, which of course is the primary addictive component of tobacco smoking and is part of the problem for smokers, but could also be part of the solution. Using clean nicotine in e-cigarettes can provide smokers with an alternative way of satisfying their addiction without the harmful side effects of tobacco smoke. Tobacco treatment specialist Dr. Colin Mendelson joins us now to talk about the benefits of nicotine for smokers using e-cigarettes. Thanks for joining me, Colin.
Morning, Sam.
So, Colin, what are the health effects of nicotine itself?
Look, nicotine is actually relatively harmless outside pregnancy. It certainly causes problems in pregnancy, but it doesn't cause cancer, it doesn't cause lung disease, and it has only relatively minor health effects on the cardiovascular system. I mean, there's a list of issues related to nicotine, but they're relatively small. And, you know, as far as tobacco is concerned, by far the harm The great harm is caused by the smoke. As you said, it's the tar and the carbon monoxide. Nicotine is what you get addicted to, and that's why people can't quit. But if they can quit with it, they can continue using nicotine with e-cigarettes. They've escaped all those poisons, and that's why we think e-cigarettes is a way to help smokers move to a much less harmful alternative.
So
but still maintain that addiction to nicotine, admittedly.
So then to clarify this, if you have clean nicotine by itself, barring pregnancy, this actual health effects are negligible?
Look, they're not. Yes, they are thought to be quite negligible, even with all the other chemicals in e-cigarettes. And there are small amounts of other chemicals, but in total with those and the nicotine in e-cigarettes, the expert reviews that have looked at the health risk from e-cigarettes suggest that any harm is less than 5% that of smoking. And any risk to bystanders, that's the secondhand vapor, is thought to be negligible.
So then I suppose one question might be, with traditional conventional cigarettes, why are all these other toxins still a part of its formulation?
Well, it's actually more about the combustion of the tobacco. Most of the poisons come from burning tobacco, so it releases thousands of chemicals from that combustion process. Now, in e-cigarettes, what the product does is heats a nicotine liquid, but it doesn't burn anything. It just vaporizes it into a steam type of mist, and people breathe that in. So you avoid all those nasty chemicals, and there are very few chemicals in the vapor, but what are there are in much smaller amounts than are in tobacco smoke.
Right. And Colin, I suppose one of the biggest concerns with e-cigarettes is, one, that they're too easy to access to and therefore can lead as a gateway to smoking for younger people. What sort of reality is there to this concern?
Look, the fact is that in international research, regular e-cigarette use is almost exclusively confined to young people who already smoke. And there's actually no evidence that they're leading to smoking in kids who would not otherwise have smoked. Most use in kids is experimental and short-lived. So they just, you know, kids muck around with these things. And most of them don't use nicotine anyway. In the US, it's only about 20%. And we think, actually, that e-cigarettes, there's very good evidence that e-cigarettes are diverting teenagers away from smoking. So some kids who might have gone on to smoke, it seems likely that many of them are vaping, finding it more enjoyable, finding it more socially acceptable, and not progressing to smoking. And the rates of smoking in adolescents in countries like the US and the UK have fallen dramatically, even as e-cigarette rates rise. So there's no evidence that e-cigarettes are leading to more smoking. It seems they're probably an exit gateway out of smoking for a lot of people.
And with conventional cigarettes, we've also seen a lot of taxation and things being heaped upon them. Why do we see this sort of reluctance? Could this possibly be in any way related to the reluctance to kind of embrace e-cigarettes as an alternative or indeed a replacement?
Yeah, look, in regard to taxation, it's thought that we need to maintain a price advantage over e-cigarettes because we've got a much safer alternative that will save lives. So we want to encourage people to use it. And I guess that's a disincentive to the government, who make $9 billion a year from tobacco excise. So, look, there may be issues there in consideration. But there's no question that these products will save lives and lead to enormous public health benefit in the long term.